All right, very good afternoon, everybody. Time's now 5:30, so we will go ahead and get started. I'm calling this meeting to order. This is the April 27th Woodway City Council meeting. We're opening it up at 5:30. Welcome, everybody. Great to have you. We always open our City Council meetings with a prayer, and I'm so excited to introduce my good friend, Dr. Charlie Ramsey, who's the chaplain at Baylor University. So, Dr. Ramsey, thank you so much for being here to lead our invocation. Thanks for being a very valuable part of our community.
Thank you, friends. Please join me in prayer. Gracious, loving Lord, you command us in Jeremiah 29:7 to pray for the good of the city, and that's what we do today. Lord, we're asking for a blessing on Woodway, Texas, and for the surrounding communities, for every child in our schools, for every person that goes to work, everyone working in fields, for those who are protecting and serving and giving of themselves. Lord, we ask for a community that participates and takes seriously the call to seek the blessing of the city. Lord, we pray for our leaders, for those who have given of themselves and given of their time and are here to lead us with diligence and excellence. Lord, we pray for a deep sense of humility that would seek you first and in your wisdom would make good decisions, thinking of everyone, particularly those who are in the most need. Lord, we ask that you would make us a people who reflect your glory and be a community that many would want to come join because of the love that's expressed to one another through Jesus Christ. Lord, you taught us to pray in your name, and so we do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Chaplain. Great to have you and really appreciate you leading our invocation. Thank you so much. Thanks for all you do. All right, at this time, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Moving on to our public comment time, the City Council invites our citizens and our guests to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda except for public hearings. Comments that are related to public hearings will be heard when that specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per Resolution R87-11. The Council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding. The podium is now open for anybody who'd like to address Council. Yes, sir.
My name is Kevin Tankersley. I live at 8824 Gladedale. I've been there for 21 years. I am also chair of the Parks and Recreation Commission for one more meeting. A board on which I have served for the past 6 years. Mr. Russell, Mr. Keeston, we have disagreed on pretty much everything. However, y'all have come to the Parks and Recs meeting, you have expressed your desires to have things done, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate y'all taking part in the process. Like I said, we've disagreed on things, things didn't always go your way, things didn't always go my way, but y'all were there and y'all were taking part, and I appreciate that a great deal. Thank y'all very much for your service here and for what y'all did for Parks and Rec. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
I am State Representative Pat Curry. My address is 204 Woodview. Technically Woodway, Texas, Waco, Texas. I guess I'm right on the line.
76712.
76712. And I am here to address the same subject, which is the retirement of, if you will, as current councilman of David Russell and David Keeston. And I'm here to say that first and foremost, I've been very fortunate to be elected to this office, and God put me in an interesting position to do so. And my job is to move the needle. I was very fortunate to get appointed to the DOGE committee, which is a lot about transparency. and accountability to the voters and accountability to people for the money that we spend and doing the right thing. What I've learned a lot about democracy and in this role, and learned that we do work together and we do need all people on all sides, and we need people that can debate subjects with integrity and be able to move the needle forward. I will say this, just having known, I've known Mr. Keeston just for a short period of time. I've known David longer, Russell longer. I will say that you know, they are definitely about transparency. They're definitely about the accountability to the voters. And I would hope that everybody here in the elected positions are. And, you know, having grown up here, born and raised here, many, many years ago, I will not say, because I don't want to date either she nor I, but Ms. Gilman and I actually worked together when I came out of college. And so I can say that look, y'all, we've got a great community here and we have a great culture. And part of that culture is our democracy. I have no idea what my time limit is, but oh, good. So I can do this rather quickly. I didn't only wanted to do one of these, but I will say this, that I do have another one for Mr. Keeston, but we do have a certificate and a flag that is flown over the state capitol for both Councilman Russell and Councilman Keeston for your service. And we're happy to do this for anybody that wants to provide public service, because I think it's important. I think it's important, all the jobs that are done in this room, it's not easy. I certainly, of all people, know how difficult this can be and how unthankless it can be as well, and how much heat you catch, whether it's online or in person or in letters or death threats. I mean, at times, I can just tell you it's a difficult thing to do. So there's a few little things that we can do, and this is one of them, and I want you to know that we appreciate what you're doing, and we appreciate your input and your involvement, as Mr. Tankersley said, in the future as well, right? I mean, that input is invaluable to the community, and whether they agree or not, whether we agree or not, it's invaluable that we allow that to happen. So thank you for my time. I used all my 3 minutes, and I appreciate that. I would like the opportunity to get a quick photo before I get out of here. This is the first city council I've addressed.
I tell you what, let me finish the public comments, and then we'll get that picture for you. No
thank,
problem.
Thank you very much.
So, yes, sir. Thank you. Anybody else, please? Yes, ma'am.
Lori Witzel, and I live here in Woodway. I just want to say, David and Dave, it's been a ride. It's been fun. Thank y'all so much for the countless hours, the countless dedication, the countless research, the knocking on doors, everything you have done to make yourselves known. Even though we don't all agree on everything, y'all have been amazing for Woodway, and thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else, please? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Marilyn Heron. I'm at 427 Brookwood Drive here in Woodway. In 32 years that I've lived here, I have never felt the need to come and speak to you. Things have always been resolved fairly easily here. I just happen to be one of those families that's in front of the sewer construction 2-year project that is now at 5 years. I have spoken to many. I've spoken with Mitch at the city council, at the city office. I've spoken to the lead with Guerrero. I live in a house that was built in 1962 on field dirt. I have no rock in the back of my home, and 31 years ago, we put in native plants to keep our backyard from sliding down through the creek. All of that is gone. This construction project has torn up any of those 31 years, and both Mitch with the city and Guerrero have said that they have to put it back the way it was before. What they're discussing is slope. I'm not discussing slope. I'm discussing keeping the creek from flowing downward. Both of them, the city person and the Guerrero person, tell me that each one of the other is responsible for paying for this finishing project. I can't tell what the plan is. I can't get anybody to answer that. But getting a slope put back is not going to solve the problem of keeping my backyard. So what I would like is for you all to understand the 88 families that are going through this. It has been miserable. And now I can't get any response of what's actually going to be the end situation for keeping my backyard. You cannot replace 31 years of growth that I had in there that's now gone. So I would like some type of assurance when you meet to discuss what options are available for us that are there on the creek bed. Thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for your comments. We're gonna have the manager get in touch with you. Thank you, ma'am. Is there anybody else to address council at this time? All right. Thank you very much. I will close public comment at 5:41. Is this an appropriate? You wanted to say a few comments. Do you want to say them now?
I was going to do it after the meeting, or you want to still in the meeting, but afterwards, so we can close out the meeting with that.
Okay.
If it's okay, if we get a picture, it'd be nice.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I was just going to say if you wanted to say your.
No, we can do that at the end, so we can kind of close out the meeting with. And Dave had some more statement too, about the same way. Kind of more thanks.
Thank you, Representative. Thank you. We're honored to have you. Thank you.
And thank you for the time on this.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So, you ready, Brenda?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's get Brenda to give us our quarterly presentation from the Finance Department.
Great. Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Thank you.
So I'm here tonight to present the quarterly financials for the 6 months ended March 31st, 2026. So as usual, we'll look at operational comparative numbers and then budget to actual. And then lastly, we'll wrap up with the investment report. So on this first slide is general fund revenues. And comparing property tax dollars received, we have collected approximately $740,000 more than we did this time last year. And that's twofold, one, the increase in the rate, as well as the allocation of the tax rate. 93% this year was allocated to the general fund versus last year only 85% was allocated, or 83%, excuse me. Sales tax is also up $134,000 or 6%. We've just seen an increase in remote taxpayers as well as the dollar value that the local taxpayers are paying. Similarly, franchise fees are up $29,000. Franchise fees is made up of big payments from natural gas from Atmos and then electricity from Encore. At this point, we've already received Atmos, and we did see an increase in that payment due to the cost of natural gas rising from comparing calendar year 24 to 25. And then other revenue is down slightly, $28,000. Primarily attributed to the removal of the service charge with the anticipation of the Hannah Hill landfill closing. And then we saw decreases in other areas such as interest income, court fees, intergovernmental revenue. But those were offset with increases in permits, mixed beverage tax, family center revenue, and then insurance proceeds. So total dollar revenues at 3/31/26 were $9.59 million, which is an $871,000 increase compared to this time last year.
I never knew the landfill was called Hannah Hill. We always just called it the dump.
Oh, the road is Hannah Hill, so I refer to it as Hannah Hill. But well, yes, sir.
We also called it Mount Trashmore.
You might have. For general fund revenues, okay. This is budget to actual.
Okay.
Sorry, did you have a question?
No.
The road is Hannah Hill.
The Hannah Hill, I never had heard of before.
Yes, sir. Hannah Hill Road here, right here in town. But now it's an axle.
That makes sense.
We have a slide on sanitation later on in the presentation. Yeah. Okay, so for general fund revenues, this is budget to actual. For property taxes, we're at 97% of collections, which is consistent this time of year with property taxes being due February 1st. Comparing to last year, we're at 97% as well, so we're tracking along. Sales tax is at 52%, right where I would expect it to be 6 months into the fiscal year. Franchise fees are at 42%. This time last year, we're at 38%, so we're up there. And then other revenue, we're at 60%. This time last year, we're at 49%. So total general fund revenue budget to actual at 331.26 is at 75%, which is up from this time last year, 72%. On the expenditure side, general government, which consists of city secretaries, city administration, finance, and non-departmental, we did see an increase there of $150,000, which correlates with the increase in the budget. There was several costs that we anticipated and budgeted this year that weren't present last year. But then there were also a few things that we didn't anticipate, such as the retirement of two longtime city employees that were paid out vacation from this bucket. Public safety is up $135,000. As mentioned the last time I presented to y'all, just an increase in staffing, comparing numbers, and an increase in their budget. We've also seen a rise in insurance and repair and maintenance and public safety. Similarly, community services, we've seen rises in costs related to repair and maintenance and insurance. And then community programs did see a $36,000 increase, which is consistent with their increase in budget as they added those two part-time personnel. So total expenditures at 331.26 were $6.24 million, which is up from this time last year of $380,000. Up $380,000. And then expenditures, halfway through, we would expect these to be right around 50%, which all the departments are. So I'm tracking with them there. On the other hand, utility funds, not the case entirely. We've seen a decrease in revenue. Approximately 67,000, primarily due to a 15.5 million decrease in gallons sold. Sewer charges track with water, so you'll see a decrease there. Other income is up. We've had several repair and maintenance claims, which has resulted in a $49,000 increase related to insurance proceeds. So utility revenue is up $81,000 at 331.26. It was $3.67 million. Expenses, on the other hand, water services, we've seen a $263,000 increase. Mitch isn't here, but I spoke to him before he left, and this is due to just an increase in cost of purchases from the city of Waco. Since 10/1/25, we've had different wells that were gone down at different periods of time, whether due to repair and maintenance or planned capital projects. But last I talked to them, they were all back online. And then sewer services, similarly, we've seen an increase in the rise of WMAR's cost of what we pay to the city of Waco, as well as we've had some turnover within that department, so we've paid out a few vacations. And then customer service has seen a decrease, so it's tracking and it's consistent with what we spent last year. So utility fund revenues totaled about $4 million, which is an increase of we're on the expenses, which is an increase of $293,000 compared to this time last year. So for budget to actual, you'll see that water service charges are at 43%, sewers at 45%. This time last year, it was at 44%, 48%. And then other income, this is skewed, but we collected all that we thought we would, mainly due from insurance proceeds. And then the bottom is the expenses. They're all right around 50%. But we're getting into the summer months where we do collect the majority of our revenue. But collecting more money, it's also costing us more. Councilman Sarah, did you have a question?
No.
Okay, I thought I saw you raise your hand. So, as I mentioned, we've seen a decrease in consumption but an increase in costs, and that's resulting in a current deficit of this fund is not self-supporting. At the tune of $327,651.
I did want to ask a question about that because I saw that there was a pretty big deficit at mid-year. So do we need to start thinking about a permanent fix to that? Because is that something that's going to give us problems later on at the rate that it's?
That's a great question. So as I mentioned, yes, we're getting into the summer years where we will sell more. Depending on if all the wells are on service, it'll determine whether that what we're selling is more expensive or more affordable. But we have been trying to address this issue. We are actually scheduled to present our water rate consultant next meeting.
Okay,
so they will come with their presentation, and it'll be a combination of, okay, do we need to raise rates? Do we need to switch to smart meters? Do we need to do both? And so they'll have that conversation at the May 11th meeting.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So rate changes, rate adjustments can be one of the things that we do to help make this up.
Correct. And we're getting them here early enough where that conversation can be had throughout the budget process. As I'm presenting 6 months in, but the staff in the background, we're already working on fiscal year 27.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are aware of it, and we're trying to solve it.
Is that meeting on the 11th? You said 11th?
Is it the 11th, Madam Secretary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that meeting on the 11th the beginning of that conversation in terms of fixing, as far as the council's concerned?
As far as them getting in front of y'all, yes, we've been working with them for over a year, and we've been having meetings with them, and we've had to tweak things here and there as we waited for the wastewater master plan to be completed, so that could be included in their software. But now that all the moving parts are available, yes, it's the first time they're going to get in front of y'all.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not the first; it's not the last time they're going to get in front of y'all.
Right, so that we have been working on that long-term issue.
Correct.
Smart meters count more accurately, which what's the difference between the mechanical and the smart as far as expected billing? Is it 5%, 10%, or something like that?
You know, they're the experts, not me, but from what I understand, it is more accurate to track what is actually being used by the homeowner.
Yeah, it could be a situation where you could have the same rate, but everybody's bill still goes up because now they're getting counted for everything.
Possibly.
Yeah,
I'll let them talk to that. I'm the numbers gal, not the water gal.
Thank you. No, appreciate it. Just something we need to.
Yes, that's a great question, and you're welcome to ask them when they're here next meeting.
Thanks.
Yes, sanitation. So we're switching gears to Frontier contracts. So at 331.26, we have collected more revenue when comparing to last year, but that's because we did increase rates effective October 1st. I did that with the anticipation of Hannah Hill / what'd you call it,
Mount Trashmore.
Trashmore?
Yeah.
Yes, so.
Yeah, Mount Trash and Mount Trashmore.
Trashmore, yes. So we anticipated that closure, so we went ahead and increased rates. So it does look like expenses have decreased, but this is because I removed that transfer to fund the general fund. So this reflects truly 6 months at the landfill that was located in Woodway, and now it is officially closed, and we're receiving bills for Axtell. But just to show you, compare apples to apples. We received the first bill with the new landfill from Frontier, and it was about $153,000. Now, if I looked at the same bill from last year at that time with the landfill being here, it was $108,000. So it's fluctuating quite a bit. So right by the time I come and present to y'all in July, these will probably be switched.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
30,
but again, we knew that was going to happen, and we budgeted in anticipation of that. Tourism fund, revenues are up compared to last year, about $11,000 or 3%. And then expenditures are lower, $27,000 less than last year as we decrease that budget with the anticipated decrease in revenues. And then for budget to actual, our revenues were at 42%. This time last year, we're at 35%. And expenses, it does say 64%, but if you look at your packet, it actually is 10%. 64% is the advertising and promotions. So that was my mistake, but your report is right. The presentation just has it incorrect. But that tracks for where we were last year. And then Carlene Bright, operations fund revenues are down $9,400 or 12%, but this is due to a decrease in rentals with blackout dates for city events and scheduled repairs. The pavilion was closed from March 16th through today, but they have finished those renovations, and from what I hear, it looks beautiful, so please make it a point to go look at those new windows. And then expenses are up, but it correlates with their increase in their budget. And then this shows the budget to actual. They're right at 48% for the Carling Bright Arboretum and then 51% per pavilion. So they're tracking within their allotted budget. Next is the investment report. This shows the $11.32 million we have invested. It excludes the money market account, which is another $11.13 million. But we have seen a slight decrease. Well, not slight. We've seen a $425,000 decrease in balance, which makes sense because that Techstar money is all the bond proceeds. So as the DeGuerra sewer line project comes to an end, you will see those funds decreasing. But also the Fed funds rate has been lowered since 3/31/25 to today, and I think the Fed's meeting tomorrow, so we'll see what they do. But we've tried to get in front of it with stacking the CDARS investments and renewing CDs before they meet. And that's all I have. Any questions, comments?
Could you go back to that, the Carling Bright slide real quick?
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure I captured it right.
Yes, sir.
Did you say 12%? We're tracking 12% less in revenues because of the blackout dates and the repairs?
Correct. Last year we're at $76,583 this time, and this year we're at $67,183. So about $9,400 or 12%. My math might be wrong.
Yeah.
But I'll check.
I just noticed in this budget presentation we have a couple of things running a deficit that I'm a little bit more sensitive to, because I don't want us to keep transferring money to sustain something. So just for council to know, for us, this may be for a separate time to discuss, but if the blackout dates are causing us to lose money, then we need to talk about blackout dates. And if we're going to recoup that now that we're fully functioning, I need to know that too, because I'm seeing some deficits in here that we really need to talk about.
No, that's fair. To give you a little comfort, that fund does operate at deficit all year long because I don't transfer anything until we get to the end of the year. So it'll always look flip-flopped when I'm in front of you. But the majority of it, about $680,000, will come from tourism at the end of the year. But yes, no, that brings up a great point. When Lindsay's up here doing her semi-annual presentation, we can talk to her about that, or we can meet offline with assistant city manager to discuss. But yes, we have had a few repairs this year with the windows, and then last year with the renovating of the parking lot. But I don't anticipate any capital outlay projects related to the Carling Bright Arboretum for fiscal year 27. Is that correct, Jennifer? There's not any plan?
Yes, and we also have Whitehall opening, and those rentals are coming in very steadily. So that's really helping closing or the dates that were blocked out for the projects.
Yeah.
And so, they're coming in.
And it's not just projects, it's city events as well.
That's what blackout dates are, right?
Correct, yes. I was just making sure we're on the same page. Yes, sir. Yes, you bring up valid questions that I have also brought up. 100%. So.
Yeah. It just something that we need to be. You do a great job of informing us, but sometimes you inform us of things that make us a little nervous, you know, when we see these deficits. And
that's understandable.
We don't want to not do our job by not discussing what's causing these deficits and fixing them.
Yes, sir.
So.
Oh, that's fair.
I was really looking for some reassurance, but since I don't have it, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. The Whitehall stuff is gonna help out a lot.
Yes, the Whitehall. Whitehall revenues are not included. We weren't renting out Whitehall last year, correct?
Right.
Correct. And then last I talked to the women over there asking about how have rentals been, because I got off the phone with them this morning to ask this question when we were blacked out when I was prepping.
Yeah.
And they did say that they, through Christmas, there's lots of rentals for holidays, and they have a few weekend Saturdays available for 2026, but for the most part, they're pretty booked.
But it was not available for rentals from
March 16th to April 20th, till today.
Okay.
The pavilion. Whitehall was available.
Right, but still, the pavilion is the...
Sure.
It brings in more money. Okay, well, that actually makes me feel a little better, knowing that period of time, although that's not included.
Well, we're in wedding season, right now.
Yeah.
So those are a lot of dates. Thanks. That was the only question I had.
No, that's great, Keshia Bayer. Anyone else?
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you did a great job.
I will get Keshia to the next. There you go.
All right, Brenda, thank you so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Thank you, Brenda.
Mr. Manager, if you could maybe not on the 11th, but maybe for the next meeting, if we can talk about the Carling Bread Arboretum revenues, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Item 5A is the public hearing on the application to develop and site development plan in a planned district office space, being all of that called Lot 2, Block F, Badger Ranch Edition of the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 16,300 Badger Ranch Boulevard. I'm going to open the public hearing at 6 o'clock. And I'm going to invite anybody who would like to speak in favor of this site development plan, this application developed, to please come forward. Anybody speak in favor? Good afternoon, sir. If we could get your name and address, please.
Yes, my name is Elijah Burns, and I work at Sterling & Cap Architects, and our address is 2416 Columbus Avenue.
Thank you.
And I'm here to answer any questions if anyone has any questions as well.
Thank you, sir. Any questions for the gentleman?
Well, do you want to save that for discussion?
Thank you. You can have a seat. Thank you so much. Anybody to speak against? All right, there being none, I will close the public hearing at 6:01 p.m. 5B is the discussion and consider action on the application to develop in a planned district office space, being all of that called Lot 2, Block F, Badger Ranch Edition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 16,300 Badger Ranch Boulevard. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
It's moved and seconded. Mr. Manager, any comments on 5B, please?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Brief comments. This submittal has been received and reviewed by the city engineer and city staff. Following the first public hearing, the Planning and Zoning Commission took action to recommend approval of the application to develop and site development on April 14th, 2026. And I read this next part, but we've already met the gentleman.
So. Okay, very good. Very good, thank you. Any questions for the applicant? Any discussion? All right, there being none, I'll entertain a motion on item 5B, please.
I move that we accept the application to develop in a planned district.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you very much. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Okay, item number 6, discussion and consider action on the minutes of the regular City Council meeting held on April 13th, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Thank you. Any discussion on the minutes from last meeting?
Wait, do we need to do C? Did we do B and C together, or?
I heard B and not C.
Okay, so we need to do the site development.
Did I miss one?
Yes, 5C.
So sorry.
You're good.
We accepted the application to develop. Yes, now we need to set the site development plan.
So sorry. Let's move back to 5C, please. 5C, discussion, consider action on application for site development plan in a planned district office space, being all of that called Lot 2, Block F, Badger Ranch Edition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 16,300 Badger Ranch Boulevard. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Is there any further discussion on the site development plan?
No.
All right. I'll entertain a motion on 5C.
I move that we accept the application for site development plan.
A second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. All right, now we're on item 6. Motion to discuss item six, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss. Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Any comments on the minutes of April 13th? Does it look good to everybody?
Looked good.
Okay. If we don't have any discussion on that, then I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes, please.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
For April 13th. In sync.
Yeah, right. Wow. I'll let
you. No. I'll let you have it.
Ladies first.
No, it's your. Since it's your last one.
All right.
I'll let you have it.
Okay. I'll make a motion. You want to second?
I'll second it.
Okay, there you go.
Got it. All right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Okay, thank you very much. Item number seven is discussion and consider action on resolution R2607, selecting an elected official of the City of Woodway as the city's nominee for service as a member of the governing body of the McLennan County Rural Transit District. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Mr. Manager, any comments on number seven, please?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This may look familiar to some of you before. The last time we did this was 2024, and it was now Mayor Pro Tem Story Cook that was put forward. And I never heard anything else about her after that. Did you?
No.
That?
I didn't either. Never heard anything, so I just...
I'll go ahead and read the background for everybody. On January 29, 2015, McLennan County Rural Transportation Conference Committee voted by resolution to create the McLennan County Rural Transit District. The current term for Place 8 Director, Precinct 4 Region of the McLennan County Rural Transit District Board of Directors will expire May 31st, 2026. County Judge's Office is requesting that each incorporated city in the Precinct 4 Region by resolution nominate a member of the city's governing body for consideration of becoming a member of the governing body of the district. Once the nominees are returned to the County Judge's Office, they will be placed on a ballot, which will then be sent to each of the cities in the Precinct 4 Region for voting.
Mr. Manager, when does this need to be, when does this need to be put in with McLennan County? When do they need to know this by?
Well, we've dated it for today. I don't know what the ultimate.
They've requested that we decide at this meeting and submit it because they have to get the ballots out, and they would like us to have the ballots before the next meeting.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because unless Mayor Pro Tem really, really wants to be on it again.
I
think we have incoming members who would really.
Yes, sir, we do. And my initial intent was to put it on the May the 11th meeting.
Yeah.
And they specifically called me to request that for purposes of their time constraints, it go on this meeting with the vote to take place at the next meeting.
Okay. Are we able to nominate an incoming council member?
I have not looked at that. We're posted for an elected official, so I assume that comes from their language.
Are they, are the incoming members already elected since we don't have an election?
I would take that to mean elected and sworn in to their office.
Okay. Can I move to move this to the next meeting then?
You absolutely, I mean.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
He's just telling you they.
I know.
Not that I'm like dying for it, but.
Yeah, I mean, can we do that?
You're welcome to table. I cannot guarantee what that does on their end of things if they proceed without us.
Unless you just really want it.
I don't. Okay. So, and just so you know, also, it's presenting a nominee. It's not that that person is guaranteed.
Yeah, it's just a nominee.
Like so many other things, we put somebody up, everybody else puts somebody up, and then they vote on whoever.
Yeah. So,
and it's probably a weighted vote. Our weight's not very big.
I'm just concerned if I don't want to hold.
Well, let's try it.
I have one idea. Do you think they voted and you just
Yeah, you might
didn't get elected, and that's why they didn't contact you?
Yeah, I don't think I had enough votes, which I never expected to.
Right.
I,
well,
yeah. And I'm okay.
And you were,
that's one of the things I was just saying. Yeah. Ken is a little more well-known because of the newspaper. It might be nice to try him just to see if the chance of him getting it. Just a thought.
Well,
not that I'm...
Ken, do you particularly want to be nominated? Because I know that there's incoming members who would really like the opportunity to represent in this role.
I mean, I'd be happy. I mean, but if it's a matter of having to push it forward, is it a printing issue, you think? I mean, they have to have the ballot printed or?
I know that they have time constraints for when their terms are expiring. So they need to get their votes out and done before a certain date. So when I explained to them that I had planned to put it on the May the 11th meeting with incoming members to have the opportunity, I was told that that would not work with their time constraints. They really needed it to be on this meeting. My understanding for how it works is we present our nominee by resolution, as does everyone they've contacted, and then we get a ballot back, and essentially I believe we get 20 votes, 10 of which we can cast for our member and 10 of which we have to
yeah.
cast for somebody else.
Yep.
And that's kind of how it works, and they're expecting to provide me with that ballot hopefully by the next meeting.
Makes sense. Okay. That's why it makes sense to go ahead and do it now.
I mean, I agree that there's others that I think would be great, but I mean, if we're under the time constraint, I'm willing to be the nominee.
Well, imagine.
It would come up again in next year.
Yeah, correct. It's an every year thing. Yeah. So, yeah.
And the chances of success is pretty minimal.
And maybe people don't like me anyhow, so.
No.
They don't? They know your name and don't like you? No, everybody I know likes you.
Well,
somebody didn't like that.
So, I mean, I'm willing to be the nominee if we have to meet their constraints.
Understand wanting to honor somebody's request to be on it, but I don't feel great about holding the whole system up, and I'm concerned we're going to lose the opportunity to participate.
Well, we don't even know for sure if they're going to get it to us by May 11th. That's the other thing, too. They haven't guaranteed it that they're going to get it to us by then. So that's a possibility also, just so you know.
Send an email.
I just feel like if they called Keisha, I will go along with anything. I just think it's the respectful thing to do.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Just put a name out. I said that sounds
wrong. No, that's perfectly fine. I know
sorry,
what you mean.
I didn't mean it.
No.
I thought your name was the best one. So
yeah, well, appreciate that.
And then next year, we will
correct.
Have the ability to.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
My understanding is this place comes up every 2.
Oh, every 2.
Oh, every 2 years.
Okay. Yes.
And they would still be available in 2 years. It's a 3-year term here, so they'll
yeah.
still be available
to roll off. You
and staff will proceed as directed, so I can
yeah.
reach back out. Or.
But this, this individual has a passion for this kind of work, so. That's what they have a passion for.
I realize. I agree. I'm just.
So,
my only.
So, Ken, I'm going to vote nay, but not because of you.
Okay.
Not at all. It's because I would like this individual to be because of her work in the field. In
sure.
This,
sure.
In the
same. With that.
So, Council, I'll entertain a motion on number 7, please.
And we also probably don't have to even. Bring it up at all, right?
We just
let
go
it
ahead
die
and
for
make
lack
a motion
second.
To send Ken's name
well,
up. If somebody wants to second it or whatever, I'll
I'm almost almost like I'd like to roll the dice and see if they get us the ballots on May 11th. If they actually do, or if they don't. But anyway, go ahead.
I don't have a desire to make the motion.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
I make a motion.
Motion for what?
I think Ethel Rosa's already made the motion.
I was going to say, I think I made the motion, someone wanted to second. You know, for Ken.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you agree?
I agree.
Okay.
All right, let's get that clear. So, Mr. Russell, would you nominate?
Yes, I guess I should say it properly.
Yes, please.
Resolution R-26-27. 07, I'm sorry. My eyes. Anyway, I nominate Ken Suri to be our nominee to represent Woodway.
All right.
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. Nay. All right. The motion carries with one nay. All right. Where are we? Number eight, city manager and city council reports. Number eight. Go ahead, Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. Make it easy on everybody tonight. I don't have anything for this meeting. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.
PNZ is not meeting tomorrow.
Okay. Anything, Mr. Whitby?
Looking at Parks and Rec.
Mr.
Youth? The Youth Commission actually, as part of kind of a Earth Day, they did work in Whitehall Park to do some cleanup. And let's see, the report is one ball, four water bottles, and 50-ish pieces of trash collected.
Wait, are you okay?
50-ish.
Wow.
Pieces.
50-ish.
Yeah. So, amazing.
Yeah, we'll meet next Thursday.
Okay, perfect. City Council Nominating Committee met this afternoon, and we made our recommendations for the different boards. So that'll be coming to council in the next couple of meetings. So,
yeah. Could we have this moment for David Keeston and I to make just a quick statement?
Yes, let me just make sure. No other comments from the board? Okay, floor is yours, Mr. Russell.
I just wanted to thank everybody here on the council. It's been a real pleasure working with you. The one thing that I'm particularly proud to see accomplished during the past 3 years was the no new revenue tax rate for property taxes. And I certainly hope and pray that that's something that we can hold dear and keep that going forward in the coming terms. And I, like I said, I just want to thank everyone here for the opportunity to work with you. And it's been a real pleasure. I can't imagine a better city, better public safety department anywhere. And I'd love to do it again if the opportunity occurs. Thank you all.
Thank you.
For me, I'd like to thank you for this one last time to address the council. I've been working with the city volunteering for about 13 years. The funny thing is, becoming a city councilman was never on a bingo card for me. I retired from work at 52 because of very good investment stocks in real estate. And after I retired, I thought very seriously about moving to Belize. After I weighed all the pros and cons, I ruled that out. And someone said, why don't you put Belize in your backyard? So I put a pool and a bunch of tropical plants, enjoyed that. And I could walk from my backyard down to the lake. And I very quickly found that the trails was in bad shape and the shoreline was in bad, even worse shape. Talked to the city manager and a few others, and he suggested I get on the parks board and start cleaning up the trails. Yosh Zachary was a great guy. And still is a great guy. He's working for Bell Mead now. While I worked on the parks board, of course, I kept talking about the shoreline, and everyone kept telling me, well, there's other projects we need to work on. And at that time, we had to raise funds for parks projects. We had to, we was able to raise funds for a handicap swing set. That swing set's now in the dump, but we was able to do that and was very pleased with that. They also asked me if I'd talk to council about getting a new playground equipment at Poe Park, and we could use the old playground equipment here at the Family Fun Center. The old Family Fun Center playground equipment is also now in the dump. As it was getting closer to our shoreline projects, that's when we had an issue with Yosh, and he, of course, became the Bell Mead city manager, so it kind of got put on hold. I decided that probably the only way I was going to be able to get my shoreline project going was if I did become council. Well, I started at the worst time in the world. It was May 2020, COVID. I don't think it could be any worse. Probably the first or second meeting, we talked about a citywide mask order, and I even heard one council suggest we should have a mask order for in-home. I thought it was, boy, this is insane for Woodway. Well, we've had lots of battles back and forth, some good, some really bad. But things like COVID, bond issues, developing things, ordinance, what have you. But I'm really proud of how the council did work with me on things like transparency, posting the meetings. When I first started, we posted meetings on the far wall, and people had no idea when the meetings was, agendas, or anything else. Well, now we have it on the front marquee. Everyone knows that agendas are out everywhere. We have audio and video of council meetings. I'm just very much pleased and appreciate the council working on these transparency issues. They're very big. It was not on my bingo card, as I said, to be an elected official of anything. But then what's funny is people started talking to me about other things, like being a chairman of the Republican Party, which blows my mind. Also, they talked to me about being a justice of the peace, a judge. I just couldn't imagine myself as a judge, but they promised me if I would run that the funds would be there and I'd win. I decided I, even though they might think I was judge material, I was not. Now what I have decided that I would do is be the McLennan County Republican chairman for Precinct 11. There's a lot of things that ties in with that. I'm going to be working very close with our state rep, which we've seen, our state senator, hopefully it's David Cook, U.S. Congressman, and even I got to have a dinner with Governor Greg Abbott, and we talked a lot about things that are going on at cities and in schools, and we're supposed to have more meetings about this. You know, the next meeting that y'all will be having here, I will be at the Republican County meeting. And of course, you know, it's hard to be at two places at one time. The month after that, we're going to have the state convention, which I'm a delegate. Another thing I just couldn't imagine doing. I guess the main thing I'm saying is I really appreciate the opportunity to represent the citizens of Woodway. I fought hard for them. I know sometimes people thought maybe I fought too hard for them or maybe saw things from a different area. But whenever a citizen says this is important, kind of like we saw today, a citizen's upset about something, I felt like it was important to be their voice. And I tried to do my best. I have multiple shows going on now, one for myself. I understand as of today, Pat Curry and I will have a television show, State of the State. We're not sure what time it's going to be coming on, but we have. There's a lot of things that maybe because of city council, maybe because of opportunities, but I just want to really tell everyone thank you for working together. And maybe now that I'm off the council, maybe y'all can help with this beach idea. We've got a city manager that knows exactly what I'm talking about. This beach is like the one in Granbury. It would be beautiful. It would be something that would not cost a lot of money. And I just think it could be something that Woodway could be known for. That's it. Thank you. And from time to time, I'll probably be doing the 3-minute thing. So thank you.
Thank you. Item number 10 is action on adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn, please?
I'll make the motion to adjourn one last time.
All right. We'll adjourn at 6:24. Thank you all.